Thank you. So, I'm not much of a 9-to-5 girl, but at this stage of my life, I was working for the Inland Revenue in the debt team. A civil servant. Servant, perhaps. Civil, sometimes. So, on a Friday afternoon, after 37 and a half hard hours at the coalface, I was ready for a drink. I wandered around to my dear friends who had a beautiful natural fibre boutique. It was the beginning of spring, and the girls had just held a tea cosy knitting competition. The tea cosies were auctioned off and all proceeds given to the Cancer Society. There was one tea cosy that had surprisingly not been sold. It was labelled Dicky Funky, $32 reduced to $25. This tea cosy had been knitted by an elderly woman from the Ernest Rutherford retirement home. She had had to consult her daughter to make sure she had the anatomy correct, because it had been a while since she'd seen the subject of her creation. This tea cosy was knitted from a lovely, soft, flesh-covered natural wool with a dark brown seam going up the underside of the spout and two beautifully woven hairy balls either side of the spout. And it was circumcised. Now, I just love the image of this woman sitting in her retirement village thinking, what shall I knit next? Putting aside the booties and the baby bonnets, picking up her knitting needles and thinking, I know. And then ringing her daughter and saying, darling, I just need your advice on a new project I'm advancing on. So after a few wines were imbibed, admiring this creation, I put the tea cosy on my head, as you do. It was quickly removed from my head, the spout stuffed, and placed back on my head. It was a perfect fit. Now, I'm quite a shy, retiring sort of person, but after a few drinks, I get a bit cocky. So, after the wine was finished, we decided we'd hit the town. Bar Berlin was just around the corner, and that's where we headed. Walking into a bar run by a couple of gay women with a fully erect Dicky Funky on my head is something I didn't think twice about that night. My hat was admired, the cocktails got in, and soon my hat was the conversation subject of most of the people around us. Soon somebody wanted to try my hat on. The first person was a young, handsome Maori man with some serious facial tattoos. He put the tea cosy on his head, and my imaginary microphone came out, and I said, what kind of dick are you? Silence. We all held our breath while we waited for his response. He put his arm around his girlfriend and said, I'm a loving dick. Well, the game was on. Everybody wanted to play. What kind of dick are you? I'm a fun dick. I'm a complete dick. I'm a total dick. I'm a spotted dick. I'm a hard dick. I'm a soft dick. I'm a big dick. I'm a small dick. We even had a Moby Dick. So once we'd exhausted that audience, of course we went to another bar. This is when the memory gets a little bit cockeyed, but I know that we interviewed many Tom, Dick and Harrys that night. The taxi driver was called and interviewed. Expensive dick. You'll be relieved to know I'm no longer a civil servant. I'm now my own servant, and still sometimes civil. But I'm sure you'll all agree. That the prize dick of the night was me. Thank you.